Okay, there we go. So we are recording now.
Okay.
And Kathy, for starters, please state your name and your title.
Kathy Borgman, and I'm Executive Director of the Friends of Errol Rock.
Okay, Kathy, now an annual event is going to be happening this Saturday at 1 o'clock. Why don't you just explain to me a little bit about what Hanging with the Greens is?
Well, Hanging of the Greens is one of our traditions here in Errol Rock. It takes place on the boardwalk where our block of storefront buildings are, along with other buildings. But this is where we gather. We have greenery that we have put together the night before. We get people out. We sing some carols. We have families and friends hang the greenery, and we sort of wait for Santa to arrive. That's always a big deal. I always like seeing him come down the road in our fire truck. So when Santa makes his appearance, why, all the kids can have a great time with him. And then we're invited to head over across the street to the J. Houston Tavern. We'll be able to do some photos with Santa, have a little hot chocolate. Just kind of our nice way to say, hey, the holiday season is coming along, and we're here to greet it and ring it in.
All right, and if I remember correctly, this Hanging of the Greens tradition has been going on for a while, correct?
Well, it has been going on. I've lived here about 30 years. I think it's been going that long. I couldn't tell you exactly how much longer ahead than that. But it's just been a nice way to put up that evergreen. You know, things get pretty dreary out here. And the season of Advent that welcomes in, you know, those evergreens always remind us of the ever spirit of Christmas that's around us, and a good time for us together and welcome in the holiday.
Now, Kathy, is there any sort of historical significance with Hanging of the Greens? It's not something I see many people do these days.
Well, I don't know the historic significance except for what we have done particularly here. I think the real history of it just really focuses around the greenery, the evergreens, the Christmas trees, the wreaths that we all put up. I think it's looking for that spark of everlasting life in our part of the world where everything gets pretty kind of dreary and gray. So it's one of those traditions, I guess. I don't really know how it got started in Errol Rock, but I'm glad it does. It did, and I'm glad we're carrying it on, and everyone enjoys doing it.
Mm-hmm. And, Kathy, I see from your press release that the Hanging the Greens is not the only thing happening on Saturday.
It's not the only thing happening. We have been very fortunate to have two people from the Missouri River Bird Observatory, Dana Ripper and Ethan Duke. They actually have a business here in town as part of one of the restaurants, and they also run the Missouri River Bird Observatory. They are just marvelous people when it comes to understanding our feathered friends. They have been doing a number of programs throughout the year here in Errol Rock, and for this Saturday in the morning time from 8 to 10, they're going to be banding or catching and netting and banding woodpeckers. And at 10 o'clock, they will give a lecture about woodpeckers. So we've just had all kinds of wonderful programs throughout the year. And those of us who enjoy woodpeckers and who woodpeckers frustrate when they do some damage here and there, we're looking forward to hearing about this, understanding more about these birds. And no one does it better than this couple. So a very unique experience to watch them net in light nets, to actually catch birds, to see a wild bird up close, to watch what they do, to learn about the collecting of the data of these birds and that go into a national database. Because you know, birds are not only fun and entertaining to us, but they're really really wonderful creatures, and they're indicators of what the environment and what all is going on. As one person once told me, whatever happens to the birds happens eventually to us. So it's good for us to know and understand that, and that's kind of a bonus for us on this Saturday, and you'll watch throughout the year for a number of great programs that they do here. So we have that going on. Of course, our shops are all decked out, and for people who are getting ready for Christmas, we'll have lunch available in a couple of restaurants. So it's just going to be a good winter day to be out in Errol Rock.
All right. Well, Kathy, do you have anything you'd like to add or anything else we should talk about?
I think maybe I covered it. I hope I did.